B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
Hello. Cracks me up. All right, it's 1 o'clock. Happy 1 o'clock hour, everybody. TGFF.
I can't believe it's 1 o'clock
Flyer Friday. I know.
Earlier I said I can't believe it's Friday already. I can't believe it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked, too. Oh, what a day. What a day. Going into Sixer basketball. So that's tonight. Sixers in Orlando. They're back at it with no Ben. I gave you my starting lineup. It would be Horford, Embiid, 4-5, Tobias to 3, Richardson, and Shake at the point. That's what I would do. What would yours be?
That sounds about right. I mean, the only other one that I could think of, because that's the most logical one, would be your idea of having Thibault in the lineup to help out Shake defensively because you're missing Ben. So Harris would technically play the 4, Thibault at the 3, and then Shake and Josh are your backcourt. But I think yours is the most logical one.
Huh.
Because you can't go Korkmaz in the starting
line. No.
You can't.
No, I just
then you have no defense.
Listen, I love Thibault, but you know, I got to deal with Thibault and Shake, two young players, man.
I'm just trying to think other logical ones, and there probably isn't unless you
start.
Does Burks start out there?
Right,
or
Burks or Neto.
But I like him coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, no Neto, please.
No, as a point guard. I know. Right. I don't want that either. By the way, according to Mike Garofolo on Twitter, the Eagles are re-signing Vinny Curry.
All right. I like that. Right. You need more guys in that rotation.
Yeah.
They are kind of weak in the rotation.
Yeah.
Especially if Derek Barnett doesn't amount to much. Brandon Graham's getting older. I mean, are you really good? I know Josh Sweat played some nice snaps at the end of the season.
I don't know.
Year.
I wanted a bigger upgrade.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've had your eyes set on Ngakoue and Clowney.
Yeah. I knew Clowney wasn't happening. But you know what I thought was a lock from Minnesota?
Everson Griffin, yeah. Yeah.
I actually thought he was the guy, to be honest with you.
I guess they just think they can eat on the inside.
I thought he was going to be the guy. I did.
Maybe that's Schwartz's feeling. And I saw something, or somebody, one of the reporters was talking about maybe Malik Jackson sliding out to the outside on some downs. So you have Malik Jackson as a D end with Cox and Hargrave in the middle.
Mm.
And then Brandon Graham on the other side. I mean, Schwartz can mix and match a little bit.
I guess, you know, I don't know.
That interior line, I think you just put, I'm guessing that's what they're doing. They're putting a lot of stock there.
Yeah.
And hope, I mean, Brandon Graham did have a good season last year.
Yeah. I'm worried about him. I want more of an impact because the Barnett's got to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Anyway, today's a Flyers day. Talk a ton of Flyers all day long and whether or not they can unite the clans. And they should be able to unite the clans. They deserve it. They have played two tremendous games, fabulous games. They were dominant against and shut down two really good teams in Boston and Washington. Shut them down.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. I looked it up. Ovechkin in his career is averaging 5 shots a game. Right below. It's like 4.81. Brian Elliott faced 17 shots last night.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty amazing, man. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, they've looked great. By the way, that show recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly Deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Also, real quick, give me the Aaron Boone whine.
Sounded like a horn was going off as the pitch. You know, in the environment we're in, it's almost like a golf environment where that sudden thing can... So I thought there was a timing element to it, maybe that... Obviously, I didn't necessarily think they would be able to do anything about it. I didn't necessarily know who or where it was coming from, but it is something that I at least wanted to point out.
Hey, come on, dude.
I know I love that so much.
All right, but are you serious? Like, you sound like an absolute child.
They're playing horns. They're blowing the horns. You kidding me? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It was a blast, though, brother. I will tell you this. I like those Fandemics. They made the game for me.
The Fandemics. That's great, isn't it?
I love it. I love them. Love those guys. Let's go to Kenny. Wants to talk a little Flyers. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ann. What's up?
What's going on, Ken?
Hey, I'm here. I'm excited for this run. I'm holding it down in Boston with that other caller, transplant, trying to follow it in an enemy territory up here. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Tell me about it. Give me what you said after the Boston game, and then yesterday after they just dominate Ovechkin in the Capitals.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's just, it's exciting. Like, I was listening earlier too, and I'm like, I'm excited about the skill level and like the goal scoring that was happening. Like, those moves in across the paint like that, I mean, those are goals that you didn't used to see from this team. And like, being able to shut down those flurries towards the end against the Bruins where they were really trying to come and they just held up every time. Like, that just looks so good. And like, I'm excited because they had high hopes through their regular season, the Caps from their run before, but it's like, it's a different team now. And it's like, it's exciting. So.
Yeah, it is a different team. And you see how well they play in front of the goaltender, whether it's Elliott or Hart. And you see how deep they are. I mean, look at the. It's, you know, what's great is I looked at Kevin Hayes and went, I like it, but I thought they spent a lot of money and I wanted, you know, more goals out of that spot, that free agent spot. But he winds up being an incredible signing. And that line has been a real producer of offense with Konechny and Lawton.
Right, right. No, it's great. And I wanted to mention too real quick from earlier, I just wanted to support that caller's point who's talking about bringing hockey into his rec center and showing him the game at an early age and like having that kind of turn him onto the game and really like change his whole fandom. And I just wanted to, you know,
I'm so glad you brought that up because that was such
a good point. And I was like, this is what grows the game, but it also like brings it to people who may not have had access to it before. And I just, that was why I called, because I was like, we got to remember that point too. And like, I assume that was part of the Ed Snyder Youth Hockey Program and things they've done with bringing it out. But I just thought that was amazing.
Wasn't that awesome? That was Aaron who called up, and I loved it. I loved the story. And how about the story that the guy was a white supremacist?
I know.
That's crazy, right? And here he is making amends. And this is in 1995. And here he is making amends in the inner city, teaching a bunch of kids, African-American kids, how to play hockey. That's pretty cool. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think it's a tribute to, like, if you give people the equipment too, especially in hockey, it can kind of be a little scary when you get on the ice and you're like, okay, I've got my stuff, I'm ready, and I can have fun with it. So it was great. And I had one other quick little thing. You had a brief thing with the Friday Five. You said favorite player and bust out player.
Yeah.
But I have a 48 Winter Classic jersey on my wall, and that's my guy. Like, that playoff run in 2010, you know, that's nightmares for the Boston area too. Like, seeing that comeback all the way back. And it's just, it's been him. And like, I always remember he had his jersey kind of tucked into the back of his, you know, pocket over his back shoulder, back hip. And just like, every time I have something that's a little bit longer while my jersey's on, I just tuck it in the back hip.
Oh,
like,
did
that.
You really? Like, that's awesome.
It's just, I remember him always wearing it like that.
Yeah.
He's my favorite for sure.
Oh, that's cool, man. Great stuff, man. Kenny, call again, buddy. Be safe up there and crow every chance you get. Boston. Let me ask you a question. If I say this roster or the 2000 Flyers?
Oh, that's a good question.
2000 Flyers, first place, 105 points. That was the year, of course, you remember, against the Devils.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Here's that roster. You ready?
Yeah.
Recchi leads him in scoring. LeClaire, 88 played in, how many games did 88 playmaking. He played 55 games. 27 goals, 32 assists. He had 59 points in 55 games. 88 was sick, right? Then you had Desjardins, Damon Lankow, Simone Gagné, Zelepukin, Renberg, Jonesy, Primo, Therrien, Berube. Brind'Amour came back for a few games. Man, Tockett was on that team too. Jeez. What do you think? Beezer, Boosh.
Man, that's so tough. Because the Flyers could have scored over there, or they could have earned over 100 points if the season didn't stop.
Right.
So if we're going point total, I mean, I can't make that argument because the Flyers, if the season continued, could have surpassed 100 points, could have surpassed 105. I don't know. I think I like the current Flyers defensive crew better. I mean, we had Barry Melrose on earlier. Shane Gostisbehere probably starts in some areas. We had Coetzee on earlier this week. He too said that Gostisbehere is probably starting on any other team, but he's a healthy scratch because of the defenseman here. But then again, the 2000 lineup has those big, you know, those big names, the Lindroses and the Clairs and the Reckies and, you know, a young Simone Gagné. I'll, for you know what, sake of argument, I'll go with this crew. Song does it for me.
That's great.
They have the overall probably talent, obviously, with 88. But this defensive crew, man, you have three groupings that are just outrageous.
I know.
I mean, Sanheim's goal yesterday.
Seriously. No, that was unbelievable. But here's the other thing. How about Ghost can't even play?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, the Ghost doesn't even play.
I was listening to the broadcast yesterday. They were talking about, you know, maybe if the power play still continues to struggle because he's got that wicked slap shot. So
you
have him on and you play him just strictly because of the power play. But listen, if you're still scoring three goals and still holding teams to below two on a given night, you know.
How about this squad, the 0-4 squad, cuz? You ready?
Yeah, Jeremy, JR's on that squad.
Right. Recky? How about that Michael Hanzus? Oh, Hanzus, that's a bust out. He had 20 goals that year.
Did he really?
Yeah. LeClaire, one of my all-time favorites. How about that Tony Amonte? He had 20 goals that year.
How about that?
JR, 19 goals. Gagné had 24 goals. He was a good player, that Kim Johnson.
Yes.
Real good player. He had 13 goals. Good defenseman. Sammy Cat. I love Sammy Cat. You had Primo. You had, how about a young Justin Williams? How about Justin Williams on that squad, cuz? Yoni picking him? Pretty good squad, though. Brashear was fighting. Desjardins, Therrien. It's a good squad. You know who was on that team, too? Patrick Sharp.
Was he really? I just saw him on TV. Doing an intermission report.
Patrick Sharp. How about that?
Was Brindy on that squad?
Brindy was on that squad.
Brindy, how you doing, man?
Is that Michael?
Yes.
He went Brindy?
The one time he broke his rule.
Wow.
The one time.
That's awesome,
Brindy,
man.
How you doing, man?
Look at that. Mike has the Flyers all giddy up.
Yeah, he was tweeting about that. I saw him tweeting about the game yesterday.
Yeah, look at that. That's classic. All right, let's go to Stan in Drexel Hill. Stanley.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
Yo, Stan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, I just want to touch on the Sixers. Listen, I know it's kind of dark
with going on, what was going on with Ben and everything, and rightfully so, you know. And then you look at just the way they've been playing, just hasn't been up to par. The one shining light that I've seen in anything from this bubble for the Sixers, for me personally, has got to be JoJo.
Oh yeah.
And what I mean by that is, I know one of the things that everybody was questioning was how he would look and how he would, if he would come in shape. And I got to tell you, man, that game against the Wizards, I thought we were going to lose. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm watching that game.
Yeah, that third quarter, they fell off the cliff.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, I was like, wow, you guys are about to take an L to the Wizards. This is crazy. Like Tyrone just tweeted how the Nets, you know, they beat the Bucks and everything. So, like, that was the worst loss of the Bucks. And I'm like, we about to usurp that in a matter of, what, 24 hours.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But I got to hand it to JoJo. I saw him really, like, not for the first time, because I've seen it before, but I saw it look like a shift in his mentality. He said, all right, enough of this game. I got guys like Admiral Schofield guarding me. I got guys like Thomas Bryant, who's a good player. You know, they had the guy Pisnix or whatever his last name was at the Sixers.
Shesnix.
You know what I mean? And he just went to work on all of them boys. And that was the one thing that I know we've all been – first of all, he hasn't been
I agree with you.
He hasn't been shooting many threes, and that's what he wanted.
He's been Godzilla.
And that's the one shining light.
I agree. It's sad that they're going to waste it. And that goes back to Brett. This is my frustration, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the ball in Simmons' hands, and you got to ride Embiid. And stop taking Embiid out 3.5 minutes into the game. Because analytics tell you to do that.
Yeah, especially when he has it rolling, you know.
Yeah,
and even in the game, like the Wizards, he didn't really have it going early on. He didn't. He wasn't really even look. He looked like he was kind of just like, all right, let me let Tobias do his thing and let these guys. And then as soon as Ben goes out, and he's like, it seems like he looked at the game and was like, all right, it was like 74-69, I think. And then he was just like, all right. And then what, you had like 7 straight points to end the quarter, gets that put back and stuff like that. And I'm just looking at it. And I'm just like, this is a refreshing thing to see. You know, with Brett, it's unfortunate, right? Because when Brett goes down in the Sixers history, I think we're going to think about a lot of the bad things. But for me personally, I got to give the guy credit. Back-to-back 50-win seasons, you know, we haven't seen that in a long time. We've gotten to the second round with back-to-back seasons or three straight back-to-back seasons? Yeah, back-to-back seasons. You know, you haven't seen that since I want to say Larry Brown days and all that.
Yeah.
So he's done, I think he's done a lot more than people give him credit for.
No, the I love the guy, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
But right now, I can't.
No. It's his time. I mean, me personally, that's one of those, I shake your hand and I say thank you for your service. You've done a great job, but we're going to move on. Because to me, I'm looking at it, and even in the recent history of things, you've seen it. We've seen it in our own division, and the Raptors move on from their head coach who won Coach of the Year. He wins Coach of the Year, and they get swept out by the Cavs, and he loses his job. Now, granted, I know they got Kawhi, and they won the championship next year with Nick Nurse, but they don't got Kawhi this year, and these boys might make another finals run. I don't think they're going to win the championship, but the way that these Raptors are playing, and I hate giving the Raptors credit because I just can't really stand that team. But seeing them boys play,
yeah, they're playing.
Like Nick Nurse got them guys. He's got them playing hard.
Listen, I hate Miami too, but
same thing, right?
That's coach. He's a coach.
How many times have we seen when you make that coach change? When you make that coaching change with a talented roster, you can take that next step the next year. Stan Van Gundy had them guys in the Eastern Conference Finals. He didn't get the job done. Pat Riley said, "Let me take over. I'm gonna win this championship." You get what I'm saying? So it's like there's just certain situations. I mean, Tyronn Lue with David Blatt. Like, I understand they had great players on the team, but if we feel like we have great players on the team, we just need a certain coach to be able to take the most out of them to get them to that promised land. I just don't think it's going to be Brett. So the question is, who's it going to be?
Well, it's, you know the names that are out there. Kidd, Van Gundy.
I don't know if I like that, man. I don't know if
Jackson.
I don't know if I don't know, man. It's like it's every one of these guys I have a question mark. You know, Stan Van Gundy, those nightmarish stories that I've heard from Dwight Howard and Shaq. I don't know if I need him bumping heads with Joel Embiid and we don't get what I'm saying.
No, I hear you. But that's another comment. We got to have this conversation after the year, though.
Absolutely, I agree. It's just it's unfortunate because, like you said, You don't want to. I hate wasting years. I hated it.
I know. That's what the process was. I agree. Yeah. He's a beast. Hey, great stuff, Stan. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ryan. Oh, wait. Hang out. Hang on. Everybody, hang in. I see Ryan is flyered up. Oh, look at this. The Quaz is all flyered up. So's Jay. So's Greg. Oh, I love it. Make me feel good. All right. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal. Chunas Sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You guys know it's already my favorite app and will continue to be my favorite app because I keep on winning. And I love all the action I've been getting on basketball, hockey, and baseball. And today I'm looking at basketball. I'm looking at our Philadelphia squad. I'm going to go with parlay. I think they cover the 5, and I think it goes over the 222. I think it's going to be one of those slop games where they just keep on scoring. So I'm going to parlay the 5 and the over the 222 for our boys in the red, white, and blue. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. The app is super to use. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or you're new to wagering, you'll find out what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. So just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Type in FanDuel.com/fanatic to get started so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel.com/fanatic. Must be 21 or older, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for terms and restrictions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
We're going streaking!
It's 1:30. Yes. Hanging out. Chunas and I. Time for some picks. All right, yesterday's recap. I think I was under 500 for the first time this year.
Yes, unfortunately. You had five? Yeah, you were just one game under. 4-5, which puts your overall record at 32-23 since the restart of sports. I went 6-2. Good night.
Nice.
My overall record is 31-20.
Beautiful.
Yeah, happy with the performance because I didn't bet anything. That's why
that's always the case. Because, you know, let me tell you something. Always the case. That's why my record's good.
Yes.
Because I'm not betting it.
Exactly.
I can see straight. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Let's start hockey. You ready? I'll give you, I want to come back strong with the Leafs.
Oh, I had the Leafs as well.
Plus 104 to tie the series against the Jackets.
All right. I'm with you on the Leafs.
You're with me on the Leafs?
And I'm going double Pittsburgh Penguins. They win today, and a future bet, they win tomorrow.
Are you going to go double Penguins?
Double Penguins.
You and I are on the same page, man.
You're going double Penguins?
Yeah.
You want me to lock in for two Penguins plays?
Double Pens. I'll take one more. I'm going Canucks to Dispatch of the Wild late night tonight. I like Vancouver.
All right. That was it for me, hockey-wise.
Yep.
Those three plays.
All right.
How, where do you want to go to next?
Baskets. I'll start it off with the Sixers minus the 5.
You doing the parlay with me?
And the over, yeah.
All right. Sixers minus 5. The over 222 parlay action, yo.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with you. OKC, I feel bad, man. My Memphis Grizzlies falling apart. Jonas, let's go. But the OKC Thunder will cover the 4.5 today.
Agreed. I'll take the Celtics plus the 2 against Toronto.
Oh, a little head-to-head action. I'm going to go with the Raps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's the two-point favorite.
Nice. I like well, it. Man. We're going against each other. What's the what's our war record?
I'm one game below you now at this point. Did we win war yesterday? Let me see. I don't think so, because you didn't take the Caps. You stayed away from the Flyers game, but you didn't take the Caps.
I would never take the Caps, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought I was too ahead of you, dude.
Yeah, and I got one 2 days ago.
Oh, and we got to check those numbers.
Okay.
It's a good competition.
We'll check the tape.
There you go. I also like New Orleans -8 over Washington. So I like Sixers, New Orleans, Boston.
I'm staying away. I don't know this Pelicans team. Yeah, you know, Zion comes out and scores 30 points.
Some guy yells at me yesterday at the parks and says, thanks a lot for that New Orleans pick. I go, dude, that wasn't even my pick.
Yeah, I went New Orleans over the Kings.
Yeah.
Zion scores 25 points in like 20 minutes because, you know, they can't play him because of minutes restrictions. If he keeps on playing, they win that game handily. But whatever. Do I have any other NBA plays? No, that's it for me in the NBA.
All right, let's go to baseball.
Oh, wait, you said New Orleans -8. Had to log it into the trusty spreadsheet. Phils, they're going to go on a little roll here. I know it's Vinny Velo on the mound, but it's Wright's on the mound for the Braves. He's not all that stellar.
Really?
I think the Phillies...
You're going Phillies?
I'm going Phillies. They're underdogs, -106, but I'll go
Phils. That's not really an underdog.
I know. I'm going Phils. Keep the train rolling.
With double V?
Damn right. The bats are going to wake up.
I don't want to go against them.
The bats are waking up. JT.
I don't believe in going against
Bryce
them.
Bryce Harper signing the air.
But I'll put it this way. If the Phillies weren't named the Philadelphia Phillies,
you'd go against
them. I would go against them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, it was a great pitching matchup. Cleveland, Chicago. White Sox +115. I like White Sox to beat Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland went off yesterday, scored a big number. And then I faced Cease, that Dylan Cease is back and stuff. I'll take the White Sox.
Take the White Sox. Plus, they got blitzed yesterday, Chicago against Milwaukee. So they need a little bounce back action. Okay, I like that play. I'm going to go with the Rays over the Yanks. I think Blake Snell is on the mound for Tampa. Tanaka's on the mound for the Yanks. And I think Snell takes care of him there.
All right, I'll give you the Reds -120. Salud, Michael. Over the Brewers and that Eric Lauer. Who's pitching for Milwaukee? I got bit. Lindblom pitched well last night.
I was amazed. I'm in that game, but I'm going run total over the 8.5. Reds Brewers.
All right. I'll give you one last one. I like the A's tonight over the Astros and Greinke. I'm going at Chris Bassett, who's really good. I'll take him to beat Greinke and the Astros. Give me the A's as a small favorite.
Good. The Astros don't know how to hit because they're not cheating anymore. I got two more for you. Nationals over the Orioles.
Of course you do.
Of course. No, I was light yesterday. That's why I did well. Nationals over the Orioles and the Tigers over the Pirates in a trash game.
All right. There you go. I like the Tigers.
Matthew Boyd on the
mound. Over Cool, right? Who's pitching? The kid, K-U-H-L?
Yeah, something like
Kuhl.
That. Yes.
I think that's how he pronounces it.
Yes.
I like the top. Put me down for the Tigers.
You want to go Tigers?
Yeah, I'll ride. Kemo Sabe there. Ryan in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Yo, man.
Yo, Ry.
Yo, guys. What's going on, man? First of all, shout out to the Fandemics out there. I will be joining them for a few games, socially distance appropriate at some point.
Nice. I love it.
I don't know if I'm going to make it down there today. It's a little short notice, but I definitely will. Assuming we continue to have a baseball season, I'm going to start making a regular trip down to the ballpark with those guys. I got the pickup truck, everything. I'll be hanging out there with them. So, but anyway, Flyers, man, they look so good.
Oh, they're good.
They look, they play, like, not just suffocating defense, but suffocating, like, their forwards on the forecheck.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything, man. Yeah. They, like, and I don't know if it's because the Capitals and the Bruins are older or they look kind of slow. Like, the Flyers, for once, look like the team that's, like, faster and more skilled and more, like, they had never been that team for so long. And it's so refreshing to watch. I don't miss the muckers and the grinders. I don't miss the dirty goals.
Yeah.
I don't miss all that.
Yeah,
we finally get a team with skilled players who have high motor, speed, skill, all that stuff. We have defensemen who play good defense without taking stupid penalties like that mutt Radko Gudas down there that I don't miss at all. So I'm super excited. We finally have goaltenders that I think are – you know, better than me, so that's good. And, you know, I really don't know, man. We'll see what they do against Tampa Bay, but from all the hockey I've watched, they look as good as any team in,
they do.
In the bubble.
Listen, so. And you know, we know what Tampa's about, right? You know, they've been a team that has lumped it up. They're not the best defensive team. They've lumped it up before. I agree, yeah. Ry. It's good stuff, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man.
Go Flyers. Quaz! The Quaz! What's going on, Quaz?
Hello, what's the deal, homie?
How you been, Quazi?
Oh, I've been good, man. I've been good.
Good.
I mean, you know, I listen every day, because every day...
I love you, Quaz.
Listen, because I got to thank you for... You know, it's one of those things. I'm a 4-for-4 kind of guy, but, you know, sometimes I get, you know, sometimes I got to take a breather. It's a lot of sports, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But I was definitely pumped up to see everybody come back. So I'm going to bring you back to... Yeah, I'll bring you back real quick to the early 2000s, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's this CD that came out called Triumph. It was by Wu-Tang Clan. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
Yo, but anyway, I remember I got that CD, that double CD. I listened to that thing letter to letter. I got to tell you, and when I see this team, man, they remind me of the Wu-Tang Clan, man. 36 chambers coming at you from every angle, man.
See, you're referencing my heyday, man.
Yes.
Now we're old. You know what I'm saying?
Hitting you from every angle,
right.
Baby. Every angle. But hey, look.
We were hanging out old city.
Yo, man, yo, you're going to see me. Hey, you're going to have me. I'm going to have my brother Pucker jersey on.
I love it. I love it, Quaz.
Hey, real quick before I go, man. Where did Kevin Hayes come from? That bull dropped more dimes. More dimes than Ben Simmons. He is so sick.
More dimes than Ben Simmons. That's great.
It was like an empty netter. I mean,
yes.
Empty netter. I was like, these balls is bananas. And then the Sanheim joint, Tunis was talking about
it. Oh, that was nice.
Out of my seat, man. I think, what kind of hands they got?
Yeah.
So, yo, this to let you know, I'm definitely in. Because guess what? Next week represents Shark Week. And guess what? The Flyers smell blood in the water, baby.
Oh, I love it.
The blood.
I love it. I love it, brother.
Yes,
Quaz,
sir,
you're
bro.
The man, Quaz. You're the
Stay
man.
Stay fired up, brother.
I
Stay
will,
fired
man.
Up.
You got it, baby. Talk Peace to you up. Later. How about that?
In the corner now, trying to spin away from Siegenthaler. Looking for skating room. Gains control, looking at the net. And got a man going into the goal. To the net is Sanheim with a shot. He scores! Travis Sanheim, what hands, what great mitts. He goes upstairs. The goal makes it 2-0 Flyers.
Look at that. What hands? That's fantastic. Let's go to Kyle. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, finally got through.
My man.
How's the family doing? Everybody
good, well? Buddy. Kyle, tell the Tunis how many kids you have.
I got 4 boys.
How about that? My man just had one. 4 boys.
Yeah, he's about to be 8 months old now.
I got 2, and I'm swimming. My man's got 4.
Yeah, he just had a little incident on Sunday. Had to get 4 stitches in his foot, but that's how boys are.
That's it. That's all. Get the right attitude.
Yeah, I'm loving this Flyers team, man. It's exciting.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, I'm fired up for tomorrow's game, whatever time it is I'm watching. And then Kevin Hayes, man, like when he doesn't want nobody getting the puck, there ain't nobody getting the puck from him. That boy, he's strong with the puck handle.
He is. He really, really is. He's terrific. I look at that line and that line, Connect, he's outrageous, right? I mean,
yeah.
they all compliment each other well. I mean, Lawton, look, you know, he's flourishing with those two.
Yeah, and that line, the way that line plays, it makes you forget about the other lines.
yes, but, right on, brother.
But one point about the Sixers, man. Brett Brown, listen to Brett Brown talk about Ben Simmons. I feel bad for Brett, man. Sounded like he lost his puppy.
Yeah. He seems lost and tough. You can hear it. You know, you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah. I just hope he doesn't go in a tailspin and blow his playoff run.
I know, brother. I'm a little worried about it myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was good talking to you.
You too, Kyle. Always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you out of parks, my brother.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Best of the family.
Thank you. You too.
See you, brother. I mean, you know, when we look at it, we go further. Playoffs, he's got to play. Or else, you got no chance, right? Don't you get? He's got to play, and you got to move him back to the one.
Yeah, I mean,
does he do that? My gut says no.
I don't think he does. It's going to be one of those, this is my decision, I stand by it kind of things.
Yeah, until it goes up in flames.
Yeah, and then he loses his job, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it in the three games where Ben Simmons has played. He looks lost offensively. Lost.
Yeah. I will tell you, I don't know that if they flame out, I don't know that Brett goes anywhere.
I don't want to hear it. I can't, dude. I don't want to hear it. I get it. Different year, quarantines, and not that long of an off season.
Well, again, I don't know anything. I'm just throwing it out there. But you know, the ownership group lost a ton of money with the season, right? No playoffs. And remember how they make their money? They make their money. The lion's share comes from the gate. And because they don't own the building, and you have your TV revenue, which is nice, but you know that takes care of your players and your salary.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm not their accountant, so you know, and I know they make a lot of money, and we should never cry for rich people, right? My only point is all I care about is the basketball piece of it, and I'm just saying, don't be shocked if they don't fire a $7 million coach to replace him with another $7 million coach.
I got an idea.
Or he's got 2 years left on his deal.
I'll take a quarter of his salary, and I'll implement bully ball, and we'll see if it was right.
Listen,
or not.
If I was the owner, I would say yes.
I'll take a quarter of his salary.
And you could be my assistant.
Sounds good.
Hey, what do you make of this? Taste Cake Dom. He said, this is my 11th stop. Now, remember, he's a Taste the Cake man. He's all around South Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Zero Flyers talk in Wawa's or anywhere else. All Sixers in Ben. What do you make of that?
I think it's kind of what Nick from Collegeville said earlier. There's no drama that surrounds the Flyers. And people like talking about drama. Water cooler talk, right?
Yeah.
It's normally like, dude, can you believe this? It's not, oh man, I'm having so much fun watching the Flyers.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Nah, but I mean, Flyers, yesterday's game should be a, wow, how about that?
But follow-up question.
Right?
For Mr. Tasty Cake. Were there any Flyers, like, shirts or hats on? Was there any sort of
jersey? That's a real good question.
Because it's easy to say, wow, this Ben Simmons, they're not going to go anywhere if he doesn't shoot.
That's
if they're wearing the Flyers gear, that's
actually
a good sign.
That's actually a great question.
Like, remember last year when you were on the Wildwood Boardwalk? You did not see what? Any Phillies gear?
None.
That says, and that's during the Phillies season.
Yeah, I saw none. I saw all Sixers.
Yep.
Eagles.
And so if there was at least Flyers gear in the Wawa's, then, you know,
I could see that. Something. I could see.
I got the Flyers hat on today.
Yeah. I can see that. Let's go to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Vanetta. Greg!
Hey, guys. It's one of the reasons to be really excited about the Flyers is just the smothering defense they're playing. You know, you can have off nights on the offensive zone, but if you have a defense that keeps you in the game, you don't need to score five goals every night. You know, you can win a low-scoring game, and, you know, they're just not letting the other teams breathe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you saw against both Boston and Washington. Both teams got frustrated. Now, Washington didn't even have a moment like the – like, I thought the Bruins outplayed the Flyers the first period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I yesterday, Washington, there was not a point where I actually felt threatened.
No, it felt like the first period, first part of the first period of the first game, the Flyers were still getting their legs and you know, feeling each other out. But after that, they dialed it up and have been lights out since then.
Big time. Big time. And how about what they do to – it's amazing what they do to Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
He gets so frustrated. I love it when he gets that sourpuss look on his face. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Well, it was nice to see Emery solid in the net because you never know. So it's always good to have two guys that have a good feel back there.
How about you, cuz? You're going Emery for Elliott. You got the razor on the brain.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, listen, it's funny. It's just you had the dear departed razor.
Yeah, I misspoke, sorry.
No, not at all. I didn't call it out for that. It was more of a wow, right? Because I do the same thing. We have these... Think about it. All these names are rattling around in our brains.
Yeah.
A lot of them, Greg. I'm with you. Listen, enjoy the weekend, my brother. All right?
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Wow. By the way, Zion's out today.
I was about to say that. You want to change your play? Or are you still going with
the
Pels?
No, I like him even more.
All right.
I actually like him even more without Zion.
Probably because they know they can just play without him instead of this weird minutes restrictions.
Yeah.
By the way, the Goose does a lot of driving around for work. He says he saw Flyers gear all week in South Jersey.
Really?
Yes, that's good.
All right, because the Taste of Cake said no.
No, not even Flyers gear?
Not today.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Today's the day to do it this week.
I agree with you.
Oh, man.
By the way, he said you should not call him Mr. Tasty Cake.
Okay.
You should call him because you're family with him.
I know. It's just.
Well, no, I'm just saying. He wanted you to clarify that. Oh, let me get Chris up here. I got 60 seconds, Chris. What's happening, buddy?
Cuz.
How are you, brother?
Oh, my man. Listen, I don't know why you would be disheartened right now about Simmons, you know, out of the lineup for a while. I look at his stats. He's got 8 points the last two 8 points the last two games, and I think in the playoffs he becomes more of a liability because he can't shoot the ball in a half court offense.
So yeah, you can't win without him, brother. I'm sorry.
I don't. Yeah, but what could you win with him?
Well, listen, you have a better chance with him in the lineup, Chris. I'll tell you what, I got to run, but I love you. Have a great weekend. We'll continue it Monday. All right.
All right.
We'll table the discussion. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. What a fun show. You guys are great. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Watch yourself. And we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.